makes you want to build a 10% down white picket fence house on this dirt. You know you came from here. Someday you'll return to.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podewelts here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And we got Prentice basketball coming up here next. Prentice boys taking on the Phillips boys. I'm coming up here in just a little bit. But I want to just talk with Chris Johnson. I have the head basketball coach here for the Prentice Buccaneers for the girls, and they just coming off a really tough loss there to the Phillips Loggers just moments ago. It was a great game where the Loggers were up by two at the half. Prentice ended up taking a 6-point lead, in the second half. And then the collision happened there. Callie Haken and Kendra Timmers banged heads. Yeah, there was a lot of blood going on. Callie ripped her nose off, but I think she's going to be fine.
I think so, too.
And Kendra, same thing. I haven't heard from her, but I know she hit pretty hard over there.
I got a chance to talk to her after the game, and she said she was feeling good. Minor cut on the head, but she said she's good.
She's good. Chris, let's talk a little bit about the season so far. You've come a long ways with this program here. You know, we're bottom of the conference for a while, starting to come back, and really this was it's a win on the scoreboard for the Loggers. I think, again, it's a moral victory for the Prentice Buccaneers and this program. Those girls are starting to believe. They can see we can play with some better teams. You had some close games and some losses along the way already, but with,
7-4 conference right now.
7-4 conference, not bad at all right now. You guys are on the winning side of things and doing such a remarkable job. Talk about this game here a little bit today.
Well, I said for a while, I thought that Phillips and us were a very strong, matched up, very similar style. I mean, of course, Matea Eckert, just a great ball player on the other side, matches well against Callie, team for team, Sarah Knack, Kylie Orson. You know, right down the line, I feel that we are a strong match. Kendra Timmers, Kayla Gillette.
Kayla had a nice game as well. She was so important. You really were hoping that she didn't get that fifth foul coming late in the game as well, but she did. Yeah, she did a nice job here tonight as well.
The girls are starting to buy in, you know. The hardest part is, you know, you have a good leader with Callie, you know, exceptional coach's dream, everything that you ask. But it was the team that was looking to her the whole time instead of, I think, like the Edgar game. We were down at half, come back to win that. That's a big game for us. But that's when the other girls figured out that they can play. They don't have to rely on Callie. Riv Lake goes and tries to take Callie away, just downing on her left and right and playing great defense. And the team steps up and hits shots, and we come away with that win. So they're starting to figure out that they have the skill to play with these teams. They don't have to just rely strictly on Callie, which in turn will open up Callie.
Yeah, absolutely. And Callie, a very unselfish player. She's that Jada Egerbrecht type that we all know. Where Callie and Matea is as
yes,
well. You know, these girls are willing to pass the ball, and they understand that moving the ball is going to make my life easier coming back. And Callie did that. She got everyone going, and then she gets going, put her stamp on it. What a dagger three that was when she at the end of the first half to tie that ball game up going into the half. That just showed what a type of a player she was. I was sitting up here saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. They shot Callie, and I have a feeling you probably were to take a little time off. But Callie had that opening right there, and you let a player like that, do what she's got to do. She's got a good feel.
We got a really nice compliment from Coach Egerberg after the game. You know, he said that our defense makes them look ugly, right?
Yeah,
makes a team work to get it, and they're not in their sync, and they're not used to hitting this. Cuts and the passes that. So that's a great compliment from him. Mike's got a great team. He knows how to get these girls working hard.
Phillips is known for their transition. Get a stop, get the ball up the court. And Prentice did a fabulous job tonight of limiting that. And that was the big difference in the first half that was able to keep Prentice in the game. And I was saying, you know, this is what Chris wants right here. We got to stay close.
Yeah.
And if we can stay within, you know, 6, 8, 10 points at the end, we have the X factor in Callie Haken
to be over there. We come out on the one side, we're five up. Like I said, Phillips wasn't going away, so you don't know the outcome no matter what happens at the collision.
No.
But it puts you in the style where, like I said, we had that game against Edgar. So I don't know how many times Phillips has had to fight from behind Metch in a game,
not
right?
Much.
And I'm not saying that they can't do it. Mike's obviously a well-seasoned coach and probably has girls ready for it. But it puts us in a comfortable position for us, which is a huge thing.
Yeah, yeah. And without Callie and your ball handler out there, and then you lose Kylie as well, and then, you know, Mike puts the press on, and you're probably like, thanks, Mike.
put the ball game ready, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you do what you got to do with that. We got a big game coming up next year with the boys here. You know, one that I really look forward, obviously, coming back to my hometown and playing over here in Prentice. You know, I guess I'm kind of the villain. You know, he leaves, he comes back, he's trying to beat us. What's this guy doing here? But, you know, let me tell you a little bit about this right here. I know every kid from both sides here right here, and I think it's a real eye-opener this year that, you know, this is my group's last year together, and there's nothing I enjoy more than being with these boys and watching them play. 100%. And, you know, we had a tough loss against Rib Lake that I had a great time with. I love that the boys got to experience a close, you know, battle with a top team right there. And that's, you know, that's where you learn things. And that's where you learn things like, okay, I took a possession off in the middle of the game that I really shouldn't have. And you know what? You can't do that in games like these. I think Prentice is born with that in them because, yeah, you look over in the stands and every person up there used to play basketball.
Right.
Or has been around it. Over there, it's a different story in Phillips. Things are different, you know what I mean? Having 3-4 sports going on, hockey, powerlifting, wrestling, you know, you get diluted a little bit over here. This is a talented group right here that's coming out. It's, you know, one of the deepest groups, I would say, you know, coming in a while. There's 5 seniors out there that play. You got a freshman in Josh Edwards who's coming along. He, you know, his experience level. We've all seen him. And you've seen JJ, who's always poised, always composed. You know you're going to get the same out of him, you know, whether the shot's fallen or not. He's going to play
work.
Tough D.
And they work. The one thing I can say about Coach Ring after coaching with her, assisting with her, she gets kids to work hard.
It
doesn't matter the skill level at that point because they're going to make themselves look good by how hard and how conditioned they are to go up and down the floor.
And you're going to see the Amy Ring defense coming into this game right off the bat and the whole game. Nothing's going to be easy. They're going to make their guys work for it, work with the ball, work without the ball, and all that right there. But
Coach Blumberg's doing a nice job with the boys also.
Yes.
This program's working hard. And
absolutely. You know, it's a new vibe over here, having the Blumbergs over here. It's just a little bit different. Prentice not losing a beat on anything right there, you know. But Chris Johnson, thanks for joining us. My old friend Chris, I grew up with Chris. I played Little League Baseball with Chris. I've known you for 40-some years here now. And it's great to always come back and see you and seeing what you're doing with the program. So congratulations. I'd
like to get you back here when it's not Phillips sometime.
We got
to
do
maybe
that.
Maybe we can see some homer time out of you there.
Maybe we can. We need a little homer time of me
right
over here instead of the bad guy over here.
No, you're not a bad guy.
That's right. I'm the Randy Orton over here. Let me have that, Chris.
You can have that. I got you.
All right, Chris Johnson, you've got things to do here this afternoon. It's been great. I'd love it if you joined me the whole time. I know you got to go watch some.
I had to watch the JV.
Go watch the JV girls. But thanks for being here with us. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for, are they going to do National Anthem here?
Yes,
they will. Did they do it in the first one?
No, that's why they're doing it here.
They're going to
do it in the girls'
game. Okay, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for, are they going to do starting lineups first?
No, they'll do National, well, they should be doing National Anthem.
Should be. They're lining up for, we're going to stay right here, guys, because I don't know if they're going to do it right now. All right, there's an announcement from the Phillips Loggers here and the Prentice Buccaneers. The boys going to feel playoff-like atmosphere here tonight. All right, we are going to do the national anthem. We'll stay right here. All right, there you have it, the national anthem. No band here tonight, that's all right. And they're going to do the starting lineups here in just a moment. I thank everybody for joining us, sticking with us. It's a lot to deal with. Jeff Hakenin talking for 3 hours here tonight. But the atmosphere is built here in Prentice here right now. As we figured, the crowd would be filling here. The stands would be filling, I should say.
I think I remember there's a JV game going on also. So
JV on the other side. Yeah, JV girls are playing on
the
side.
In the gym I'd like to be.
Here we go. The Phillips Loggers. Here we got J.J. Haken and my boy, the junior. Lane Abraham. Colin Kleinschmidt. The freshman, Josh Edwards. The senior, Shea Denzine. Here's our Prentice Buccaneers. Head coach Amy Ring. And Nathan Belon, Brady Bowles, the assistant. Prentice Bucks starting lineup coming up here in just a minute. Here's a junior, number 3, Heston Heckman. A junior, number 5, Aliyah Hardy. A sophomore, number 21, Hagan Isaacson. A junior, number 33. Hey, it's a 1,000-point scorer. Evan Lord. Evan hit that milestone last week, I believe. And a junior, Aiden Hawes. We got some last names we've heard of before here out in this one. We got Isaacson, Lords, and Hawes's, and Hardings, and Heckmans, and you name it over here in Prentice. I think I played with all of their dads. Here we go. Shea Denzine, Aiden Hawes set to tip off. Prentice Buccaneers head coach by Adam Blumberg, assisted by Matt Blumberg and Andy Pilch. And Prentice going to come over, Loggers, I'm sorry, going to come away with the tip. It's J.J. Haken from the top with a Kleinschmidt. Looking for Edwards going through. Loggers in a man-to-man defense, or I'm sorry, the Buccaneers, I should say. J.J. going to be guarded by Aliyah Harding. And here to get Lane going to the basket, Lane. Shot goes up. Lane Abraham for 2 from the right side. Lane Abraham could really be a difference maker here tonight in this ball game. Here's Hagan from the top, guarded by J.J. for the Hawks. Lane's going to have the responsibility of Evan Lord, and they find Harding by the basket. That shot, no good. Rebounded by Lord. Kicks it out. Here's Hagan. Quick jumper from Hagan, no good. Denzine rebounds, and J.J. going to bring it up right side. Up to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt. Back to the middle. Shot goes up. It's blocked by Hagan. And a quick foul on the Buccaneer, on the Loggers. And Colin, got to be careful with that. Get a foul right off the bat after driving into two guys. Not necessary on that play right there. 2-0 Loggers. 17:06 to go. Hagan Isaacson with the ball from the top. Finds Harding on the left wing. They get it into Aiden Hawes down by the block. He turns around. So a shot is good from Aiden Hawes over Denzine. And Haken is going to bring it up here right side. He's going to pull up from 3.
Three-pointer good from J.J. Haken.
So a foul. J.J. going to go for the four-point play as he bucks him after. It's 5-2. J.J. fouled on the 3. So a free throw coming here. 16:47 to go. It's 5-2 Loggers leading early on. Free throw up. That one good from JJ. It's 6-2. And Hagen Isaacson bringing it up for the Buccaneers. JJ going to press up on him. Lord, with the ball coming off of a screen. A little give and go. Buccaneers or Loggers do a good job of defense on it. Collin tips that one away, trying to get it to Hawes in the low block. I like seeing Lane guarding him. And Lord gives it up to Hawes. Hawes comes around the screen, over to Isaacson, to Heckman in the corner. They get it down to Hawes in the low block. Kicks it out to Harding, over to Isaacson. Isaccson driving in, a little shoulder gear, a little push-off, gets away with it. Prentice working this defense good. Get pass. Here we got Heckman on the other side. Down to Hawes in the low block. Shot goes up. Lane Abraham coming away with it. Hawes missed it. Here's JJ right side. Going to pull up deep from three again. That one, a heat check. Missy, Colin Kleinschmidt. Yeah. Big rebound and pushback from Colin Kleinschmidt. It's 8-2. That's the start that the Loggers want. And Lane, here's Evan Lord for three. That three-pointer is going to be no good. Edwards coming away with the rebound. JJ going to bring it up right side. Going to make Harding come and pick up on him. Gives it over to Edwards. Kleinschmidt. Here's Denzin coming through to the basket. Little pump fake. Little baby hook is no good. And both guys up for a rebound. There's no foul. That's a jump ball. What are they going to call on it? Call a foul on that? They both went up for the ball, grabbed the ball, come down on the ground. They call a foul on Collin. B.J. Lowery going to get his chance in this ball game, though. That's all right. Gosh, they got to let the kids play. One problem, you come in the Marywood North. 15:23 to go here in this first half. It's 8-2 Loggers. Colin Kleinschmidt on the bench with two fouls. No Braden Reback in this ball game here for the Loggers.
Now we got a confusion here.
So confusion, I'm not sure what the confusion is.
I don't either.
But no rhythm in a boys' game ever. We're not sure what they're talking about here, discussing the foul.
Yeah, let's just...
What? Oh, my God. Let him play.
I've never heard of that in my life.
So Evan Lord's going to shoot a technical foul. The official's taking over the game early. 8-2.
Administrative foul.
It's the first one. We don't know who the technical was on. So a technical is on no one? Administrative technical? We don't even know.
I never even heard of that before.
Second free throw good for Lord. It's 8-4. All right, happy official appreciation week. All right, Lord's going to bring it up for the Buccaneers. Let's get back to playing basketball. Here we go. Lord brings it up for the Bucs. Spins around, kicks it over to Jones. Jones from the top. That's Ledger Jones. And taken in, got a couple subs in already early on. It's Harding from the top. The Jones finds Lord to the basket, drops it off to Aiden Hawes, who gets it. Aiden Hawes finishes 8-6. All right, Hakenin bringing it up. Over to Abraham. Swats his arm, gets away with it. Lane over to Edwards. Edwards going to drive into the basket. Edwards to the basket. He's fouled. Josh Edwards going in hard. Found the seam. Under the basket, going to be Loggers basketball. All right, Lane Abraham going to take it out for the Loggers. Loggers leading 8-6, gets it in the corner to JJ. JJ from the top, looking to get it in to Abraham reverses it. BJ from the top now. Over to Dan Zee.
Wow.
Edwards pushed down. No call. Edwards from the top. He's going to drive in again. All the way he goes. Oh, he can't get it to go. Wayne Abraham with the rebound. Pump fake. No foul called again. And it's Prentice going the opposite way. Ahead to Ledger Jones. Rebounded by Shea off of the miss. And Hakenin going to settle things down for the Loggers. JJ up to BJ. BJ from the wing. Reverses it. JJ has it on the left wing now. Look for something to get going here. JJ over to BJ. Pump fake. BJ's going to go to the basket. He scoots the defense. Gets there. BJ Lowery, the Micronesian sensation, gets to the basket. It's 10-6. Loggers leading. 13:38 to go here. Aidenhaw's going to turn around. The jumper, no good. Rebound by Lowery. Gives it to JJ. JJ, right side. Looking for something. Gets Denzine on the right wing. Here's Denzine. Up to Edwards at the top. Lane has it now. Here's Lane. Back up to Edwards at the top. Trying to get something set up. Maybe see JJ coming off of a screen. There it is. Micah Harding doing a good job. JJ says, I'm going to take it anyways. Misses on the three. Rebound by Prentice. Harding was out on him. Here's Maddie Haken and gets it over to Lord and over to Hawes. Aiden Hawes, nice job on defense by the Loggers. Back up to Aiden. Logger Prentice passing the ball very well. They get it into Aiden Hawes, down by the basket. That's too easy. Can't play behind Aiden Hawes. Another stoppage of the clock here. And it's going to be Logger's ball side out of bounds. He's a gum on the floor. It's 10-8, Loggers leading right now. Early on, 12.5 minutes to go in this ball, or in this first half. Here's JJ from the top. Where to BJ? And to Edwards. Josh. Swing over to BJ. BJ's going to be able to get baseline. Oh, he loses the ball, though. Going the other way. It's Ledger Jones gets a steal. And Prentice with the basketball from the top. Here's Hawes. Finds Ledger Jones going to the basket. Oh, he missed it. Shea Denzine gets the rebound. Oh, Ledger wants that one back. Here's JJ left side. Man-to-man defense from both teams here to start out this ballgame. Here's Denzine in the corner. Up to BJ. 11:46 to go. Low-scoring game here. Low tempo. Is Abraham. Abraham's going to go left. He gets beat. Lord to the basket. Got everyone out of the way. A quick first step for Lane Abraham. Makes it 12-8. Prentice with the ball. Here's Lord into Hawes. Maddie Haken is from the top. Back to Hawes. Prentice moving the ball fast. I like how they move the ball. They get it into Evan Lord down in the low block. Evan looking to go somewhere, finds Ledger Jones, back out to Evan. Evan trying to come around the screen, comes to the left, he's going to pull up. Shot is up and good from Evan Lord, got to a good spot on the side. It's 12-10, Loggers leading. JJ from the top. Over to BJ. JJ, BJ, Josh, small lineup up on the floor for the Loggers. A lot of athleticism, though. There's JJ coming off the screen. Back to BJ. Loggers, a good matchup. Getting it over to Lane. All right, Loggers being patient with it. Back to Edwards. Edwards, a little pump fake, splits the seam, blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Loggers. Nice attack there by Josh. Yeah. I like to see him attack. He liked this. Lane Abraham looking to get it in. Finds JJ in the corner. JJ probably going to bring things up to the top. He does. JJ drives in. Oh, turns it over. Ledger Jones gets ahead. Where to Micah Harding. Eli Harding, I should say. He misses the bunny, and JJ gets the rebound. To Abraham. Abraham can get a step on Lord. Here's Lane. He liked that left side. Comes around a screen. Nothing there. He pulls it back out. Over to Shea in that corner. Shea, he's going to drive in. Loggers need to move the ball a little bit faster. It's sticking in their hands a little bit much. No one's going to get open. Here's BJ. JJ coming off that screen. JJ going to drive baseline. He's going to pull up from about 6 feet. It's no good. Rebound by Lord. And going the other way. Lane almost poked it away from him. Maddie Hakenin with the ball here now. Up to Hawes. It's 12-10. Loggers leading by two. Here's Lord. A little pump fake. Nice job by... Nice rebound there by Shea Denzine. He's fouled by Elijah Harding. But nice defense there by Lane staying in front of Evan. It was a nice move by Evan Lord, though. Wasn't able to get it to fall. Still, it's basketball. Heston Heckman, Hagen Isaacson, Hardy Heckman checking into the ballgame. The Loggers going deep into their, Apprentice going deep into their bench. And JJ going to bring it up for the Phillips Loggers. 9:19 to go. Phillips leading 12-10. Abraham going to try to get a screen. He's going to try to go baseline on Lord. He picks it up. Finds Edwards. Edwards pump fake. Drops one off to Shea. Shea fouled by Prentice. I think it was Aiden Hawes. So foul on Evan Lord. Prentice looking to get it in. 9 minutes to go to get it into JJ. Loggers leading 12-10. Guarded by Heston Heckman. Over to Lane Abraham. Lane thought about the three. Looking for a screen now. Here's reverse it quickly. Nice job. Getting it in down low to Abraham. Lane takes a dribble. Kicks it back out to JJ. JJ guarded by Heckman. Loggers going to reverse it. Quick passing is going to get it there. Back to Abraham. Here's JJ from the top. He's going to shoot the three. That one's short. Heckman gets the rebound and going the other way. Heston Heckman with the ball right now gets it into Aiden Hawes. Out to Hardy Heckman. Hardy for three. No good. And it's going to stay with Prentice. Hagen Isaacson did a nice job chasing that ball down, gave Josh a little bump they didn't call, and slapped it off of Josh's waist. It's Prentice basketball, 8:17 to go. All right, Heston Heckman taking it in, gets it in to Isaacson. Isaacson to Heckman from the top. Two Heckmans in this ballgame here right now. Finding Hardy down by, or Heston by the basket. Hagen with the quick three. That one no good. Heston comes away with it. That one no good. Hagen rebounds. Kicks it out to Lord. Lord's going to drive in. Heston Heckman going to try one more time. That one no good. And Prentice Phillips comes away with the rebound. JJ has it. Shea was banged around. JJ, all the way he goes in, and he's going to go to the basket. Nice attack from JJ. Going to get to the line. Come to Prentice and the announcer gets your last name right down there. That's nice, right? Nice to have. Fifth team foul on the Bucks. 7:46 to go here. JJ Haken at the line for two free throws. First one up is good. Donnie Parker getting in this game. BJ Lewery going to take a break. Donnie Parker did some nice things in this season so far, yep, coming into these games. Second free throw up is good as well. 6 points for JJ. 14-10. Loggers leading by four. 7:44 to go. Hagen Isaacson at the top. Guarded by JJ. Here's Heston Heckman. He gives it over to Lord for the Isaacson left side. Heckman. Loggers or Buccaneers looking to get someone down by the basket. And they're going to work their offense nicely. Adam Blumber doing such a nice job with this team right here. Prentice, though, Phillips working hard on defense. Heston Heckman driving in. Right-handed layup, no good. Shea Denzine coming away with it. Loggers get the rebound. It's 14-10, Loggers leading. 7:07 to go. JJ starting things off. Gets it to Johnny Parker on the wing. Parker picks up his dribble. We got a whistle. I think it's
timeout.
Timeout. What's he going to call? A full timeout? A 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Heckman Auction, Bader's Sports Shop. Hey, we thank all our sponsors helping us bring this game to you guys. And timeouts here by the Buccaneers or by the Loggers. Their offense isn't moving so good. They're kind of ball sticking in their hands a little bit. And Amy's saying, we got to get some flow. We got to make Prentice work a little bit. Prentice is working well on offense. I think they're moving the ball really well
shots
here.
Shots
aren't going in. It's a 14-10 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers early here in this ball game. There's 7 minutes to go first half. All right, Johnny Parker looking to get it in. Gets it into JJ. JJ from the top, guarded by Heckman. The screen from JJ, going to drive all the way. No, he's going to find Lane Abraham. Kicks out to Abraham. He misses the three. Rebound by Hawes. And Prentice going to take it the other way. Heckman from the top over to Lord. Lord driving in, guarded, and stolen away here by Denzine. Gets it ahead to Lane Abraham. Lane Abraham drives the lane left hand. He's fouled. He's going to go to the line. 16 foul on the Buccaneers. So Lane Abraham at the line for two free throws. This free throw long for Lane off the back iron. Oh, Trayvon has a sweet sweater shirt over there, Cookie Monster. All right, Lane Abraham, second free throw. That one up, that one long too. Hagen Isaacson comes away with it. Can't miss free throws. No way, those are two big ones right there. So still a four-point lead for the Loggers. Evan Lord drives in, kicks out. Heckman drives in, pulls up for the jumper. That one's short. And there we go. Foul on Prentice. They came flying through.
I believe it's on Hagen.
Yeah, that was Hagen Isaacson. Prentice going hard at rebounds. That went a little bit too hard, but that's going to put the Loggers at the line. I don't know if Johnny Parker is going to shoot. Johnny's been shooting free throws nicely. So 6:17 to go here. Prentice in foul trouble. But Colin Kleinschmidt with two fouls for the Buccaneers. Johnny's free throw, that one no good. So three free throws, big ones, missed by the Buccaneer, by the Loggers. Tough to win big games when you do that. Here's Hagen Isaacson from the top. We're going to get Lord off of a screen. Get it into Aiden Hawes. Get past. Here's Heckman for three. That one no good. Lord with the rebound. Gets it out to Hawes. And here's Heckman again. Out to Lord from the top. Guarded by Abraham. Going to spin. Looking for something. Artie Heckman from the corner. Gets it down Aiden Hawes. A nice pass. He can't finish. JJ with the rebound. 14-10 yet. 5:40 to go. Low scoring game. Both teams playing killer defense here. JJ splits. Kicks it out to Abraham. Lane's going to pull up from 15. That one no good. Tipped out of bounds. No, Hagen Isaacson saves it. Prentice going to keep it. 14-10. Prentice with the ball. Driving left side. Kicks it out to Hagen Isaacson. Hagen going to drive in. No good going. JJ going the other way. Johnny Parker got a hand on that ball there. Nice job by him. Here's Parker. Lane, that looked good getting that to Johnny down there. Here's Josh Edwards with the ball. Deshae going to clear out. Going to reverse it opposite side. Here's JJ, thought about the three. He's going to drive in. Out to Edwards. Edwards, he's going to drive in. Little floater goes up. It's no good. Johnny tips it away, but Prentice comes away with it. 4:40 to go. It's still 14-10. Heckman back to Heckman. Both Heckmans in the game. They get it to Aiden Hawes. Down by the basket. Little turnaround is no good. Johnny Parker rips it away. And Johnny being a part of this game, coming in. This is J.J. from the top, guarded by Heckman. Going to get three new Buccaneers coming in a moment. And Zine drives in, pump fake up, back out to J.J. J.J., he's going to shoot the three. This one's good. Big three-pointer for J.J. at 17-10. 4:06 to go. And Prentice with the ball from the top. It is a Hawes going to the basket. Shot goes in for Aiden Hawes. Makes it 17-12. J.J. from the top here. It over to Abraham Lane. He's going to get past Lord. Lane all the way to the basket. Kicks it out to Johnny Parker for three. Johnny, no good. Edwards comes away with the rebound. Gives it to J.J. to restart things. 3.5 minutes to go. It's a five-point lead for the Loggers. 17-10 or 17-12. Johnny Parker on the wing. Trying to get Lane coming through. J.J.'s going to drive in all the way to the basket. It's blocked and going the other direction. Hardy Heckman to the basket. Shot goes up and goes in. Hardy Heckman with a nice basket and a timeout from Coach Adam Blumberg. And what are we going to have here? I think we got a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's a 17-14 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers here with 3 minutes to go, first half. J.J. Haken gets it across half court. Denzine with the ball on the wing. Back to J.J. Loggers moving well without the ball. You get down to Abraham, I believe. They do. Lane guarded by the freshman. See what he can do. He's going to pull it back out. Crosses over. Thought about it. Sees Edwards on a skip pass. Josh is going to drive baseline and dribbled it out of bounds. And it's going to be Prentice basketball. Maddie Haken and up top with the ball. Then Aiden Hawes, giving him a little bit of space. They like finding that backslash to the basket. And a rebound by Aliyah Harding. Can't get the putback. Lane Abraham gets high. Gets the rebound. Attacks opposite side. Here's J.J. with 2:14 to go. And Loggers up by three. Evan Lord looking to get back into this game for the Buccaneers. Here's J.J. He'll get it into Lane. A little more space here. Back to Edwards. Now Lane's got it. Going to move things around. Going to run this offense through Lane. Back to Parker. Back up Edwards. Edwards going to get it to J.J. J.J., they're moving around. Going to run some clock off here. I don't think this is intentional. Prentice playing good defense. Nothing going here for the Buccaneers or for the Loggers. Adam Blumberg working the refs. Here's Edwards from the elbow. Set up to J.J. up top. Minute 26 to go. J.J. over to Edwards, left side. And over to Parker. Parker back to Edwards. Back to Lane. is Edwards. He's saying move right now. And he don't mind the time coming off right now. Wants to find an easy basket here. JJ's going to drive in. Denzine now. Back to Edwards. This is Johnny. 47 seconds left. 17-14. Edwards drives in. Kicks back out to Abraham. Back to JJ. 40 seconds to go. Back to Edwards. Crowd wanting something to happen, but this Prentice is playing good defense here. 27 seconds to go. JJ has it now. Eli Harding giving him space. The ref's counting. What's he counting?
Yeah, what is he counting?
17 seconds to go. JJ on Ledger. Here's Edwards with a shot. 2 seconds to go. Block. Oh, Prentice, they're going to get a foul. We're going to go to the free throw line. So Prentice, Josh Edwards, going to go to the line. That was a foul on
Hagan.
So Hagan's second, I believe. So Edwards going to shoot here with no time left. They're going to have everyone leave. Couple big free throws for Josh. It's 17-14 going into half unless Edwards can hit 2 free throws. First free throw from Edwards. That went off. Second one from Edwards coming. All right, Josh misses them here. That's 5 straight free throws. Stay up, Josh. It's a nice half here for the Loggers here. Leading 17-14 going into the break. We are going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 5-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Buddy Jeff Hakenin here, along with head coach Mike Egebrecht, head coach for the Phillips Lady Loggers here. And we're at halftime of this boys game, the Phillips Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers in boys action, 17-14 at halftime in a low-scoring defensive game here right now. But I got head coach Mike Egebrecht with us. And Mike, maybe let's talk a little bit about this game. I got to talk with Chris for a few minutes earlier, but a different type of a game.
So Prentice really, I don't know if it's the right word to say, but they really ugly up the game.
Mm-hmm.
They play their hands up. They play good defense. They play physically. And if you're not making shots from the outside, it's really tough going on the inside. And we didn't make anything until very late. And it's just, and they were playing really well.
It was a low energy type of a start for the Loggers. It looked like they were just kind of like, oh, who's going to let Matea do it? I'm going to, you know what I mean? There wasn't a lot of, you see Lily on the ground a lot. You see these girls on the ground a lot, finishing hard. Couldn't really get the transition game going in this ball game either. It was that type of an ugly, like you say, ugly being a nice looking ugly if you're Prentice.
Yeah. So, Prentice rebounds a lot harder than us, and you can't run if you can't rebound. So if you can't get a rebound, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's that. And like I said, we just didn't get any shots to go. And I think with the low energy, I don't disagree with you. I think, and it's not an excuse. Both teams are playing at the same time, but the 5:30 slot, the boys have been in it a few times too already. It's just so different. It's just a different attitude.
Yeah.
And the crowd's small at 5:30, and you really got to make your own. You got to make your own energy, and sometimes you do it, and sometimes you don't. Tonight we didn't have it. So,
What's the word on Kendra? She, her, and Callie. We talked about it a lot. They seen in here, but they banged heads going after the ball. Really, kind of turned into each other. It seemed like. Talk about Kendra. Is she okay? Does she got to go get a stitch or anything like that?
Look,
Hey, please come.
So Kendra's still here.
They took
a look at her quick. Looks like she could get a stitch. She could get butterflied. But she agreed to stay. And we're gonna see how it goes. But
sure. I mean, blood from the back of her head. I think you've seen.
She lost a lot of blood. Lot of blood on the ground, and she felt dizzy and stuff. And you know, you lose a lot of blood. And I don't think she's really been injured that much. You know, the adrenaline and
yeah.
But I think she was doing better already. I think Callie probably took the worst of that.
Yeah.
Except for going through the line, and she wasn't in the mood to be talking right now. It looked rough. Like I think she's gonna be feeling that.
It did. Matea played really great here tonight, doing, you know, everything ran through Matea defensively, you know, bringing the ball up the court, you know, hitting her at the high post to try to find things.
Yeah.
Such a special player to have and a luxury to have on your team, someone with the IQ that she has, also the abilities as well. But maybe we could talk about Matea a little bit and just how she's been playing so far this season. I don't know how you could deny her a conference player of the year, anything like that. I mean, she's been that special.
So she really is. You know, first of all, she's got height and length, which is really nice.
And nice then, basketball to have.
And then she puts that together with being able to handle the ball. She goes and gets rebounds. She leads. Everything runs through Matea in our, you know, and we know teams are going to try to take that away. And she's able so far this year to play through it and still be that star player. And knowing what she's getting, so she's been wonderful. I don't know where we'd be, you know, without Matea right now.
Yeah, really, really. You can really see that. It's the same as Prentice, you know, losing Callie. They do that. But, you know, if Prentice had to play without her, and a lot of girls had to step up and do different things, you know, and it's one, you get wins. You know, it might not be a win on the scoreboard for Prentice, but they did have some moral victories in that again.
Yeah, you know, like I said, Chris has been playing super hard.
Yeah.
And they're playing really well. And like I said, they really do make it difficult for a team. You know, when I watched the Rib Lake game, when they beat Rib Lake online, I watched it online, and it's like, boy, Rib Lake just is really struggling on offense. But then when you play it, you're like, Prentice is causing that to happen. So kudos to them. I guess I don't remember what the actual original question was, anytime you have a player like Callie, a player like Matea, you run everything through. So when they lost with Callie, they stuck in there. You know, I thought, okay, here we go. They had to go to a zone, which we hit two threes right away, which we hadn't hit two threes all night. So, you know, good for us to hit them, but it's a different game when she's not in there.
Yeah.
And it's a different game if Matea's not in for us. So,
yeah.
You know,
absolutely. We got the boys coming up here, Mike. You didn't get to watch the first half because JV was going on over there that you were watching, but a low scoring that you can see at 17-14 here right now. It was a lot of it was a defensive battle. Prent Phillips ran out the last 2 minutes of the clock, but it was a defensive battle on both ends. Prentice missed some shots they'd probably like to take back, and Phillips probably would like to be a little more fluent on offense. It's a lot of the pass it, hold it, pass it, hold it, pass it, hold it, and we're not finding things. You know, a lot of the Phillips shots have been, you know, JJ making a couple threes over guys, Lane attacking over. There hasn't been a real easy basket in this first half. We're going to see what Amy has for him in the second half. You know they're going to have to be moving the ball better. I'm thinking she's telling them we can't let the ball hold in our hands. The defense just recovers. It's got to swing back and forth to find something coming through. Colin Kleinschmidt had two fouls for the Loggers early on, so he sat. We're going to see Colin in the second half play a little bit here, but I don't know if you're going to stick with me, if you got some things to do here, Mike.
I'll stick for a couple minutes.
All right.
Then I got some stuff I'll go do. But
sure. It's nice having you here.
So, yeah, I mean, and I watched this Merriwood North for the boys. I mean, it couldn't be any more competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw what Prentice ended up doing to Rib Lake to win at the last second. Then Rib Lake beats us at the last second, and all signs point to this is going down to the end of the game too. So, but just like you said, you know, I don't care if you're playing against a zone or a man at this level. If the ball is stagnant and doesn't move, it's not going well.
It's at this level, it won't work.
You have to move unless you got a 6'7" stud that you're just going to pass it until you find them.
Yeah.
the ball has to move.
Prentice is doing a good job of keeping the ball out of Lane's hands as well, so it's not easy to run things through him. And, you know, with J.J. at the top having to create, not exactly 6'4", that you know what I mean, so it is a little bit different. Here's Matty Häkkinen starting out the second half for the Buccaneers. They get it into Aiden Hawes. He turns around. Can't give him that position down there. He makes it a one-point game. Aiden Hawes with the bucket. 17:45 to go here. It's 17-16. Prentice or Phillips working now right to left in their black uniforms with orange lettering. Prentice in their home white, black and red. And Shea Denzine with the ball up at the top. The left side to Lane. Lane thought about that three. Gets it over to Josh. Josh going to shoot the deep three. That one's short. Colin comes in with a rebound, though. And there we're seeing what Colin brings to the table.
So Colin's so athletic. You know, if we can just keep him under control, keep him out of foul trouble, like, I'm sure he's the most athletic kid on the floor right now. He can get up. He can run. And, you know, when the ball's a little stagnant, like you said, it's not because that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
The defense is doing that to us, you know, so you got to give it to both sides.
You do. Aiden Hawes drove to the basket. He was fouled by Shea Denzine. Aiden, always a force against the Loggers. Free throw up. That one, no good. It's 19-16. 17:06 to go here. Hawes with his second free throw. This one up and is good. It's a two-point game, 19-17. And Lane Abraham going to bring it up right side. All right, Prentice in a man-to-man defense. Both teams man-to-man. Just a heavyweight slugfest here. Just J.J. thought about it.
He wanted it.
Yeah, he wanted it. Here's Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt with a deep two. He says, I ain't played in a while. Get me into the ball game. Collins, one you really want to get rolling. He can be an X factor in any game. Matty Häkkinen around the screen. Poked away by J.J. Hawes comes away with it, though. It's Hagen Isaacson. Prentice getting the loose balls here. Evan Lord. Oh, and they're going to get Lane with a little body foul. Bumped him a little bit. They're going to call it. And it's going to be second team foul on the Loggers. Loggers up 21-17.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, you look at that foul there, and it's like, they could call that foul on every possession.
Yes.
And, like, if you're not going to call the other stuff, how do you call that?
There, nice block from Colin Kleinschmidt. And the Buccaneer Loggers come away with it. Yeah, we like when they let them play a little bit here. They're going to keep a test on, you know, the physicality that it is. It's been a well-played game from both teams here so far. Phillips with the ball here right now. 16:13 to go. J.J. is going to shoot the three. That one was short. 16:09 to go. 21-17, Loggers leading. Matty Häkkinen from center court. It's around the screen. Gets it to Isaacson. And another block from Colin. They're going to call that a foul. Barreled in to Shea. Gets away with it. Colin gets called for the touch foul.
Yeah. Maybe there was a foul in there, but it's a late call.
It's a little upsetting. Aiden Hawes misses the first free throw. And he's set for the second one here, just under 16 minutes to go. It's 21-17. Hawes' second free throw. Both times the second one is good. And Lane's going to bring it up. Logger's going to have to find something, some sort of an offensive rhythm. Hopefully with Colin, that's where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, Colin, if you look at it, Colin's got a nice advantage down underneath right now. They keep going to him for a while.
Yep, he's feeling it right now. He's fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line. Colin came off the screen looking to score the ball. I don't know if a jump shot from, you know, 16 feet away is the shot for Colin, but they're onto him and they're playing on him. They ended up fouling on the free throws.
Yeah, if you look at right now, if you look at all the matchups, Colin's got an advantage right now. So, beat him.
First free throw from Colin is good. He's been shooting free throws well. And 5 quick points for him in the second half. It's 22-18. And that's Ledger Jones, the freshman, into the game for the Bucks. Coach Adam Blumber playing 8 deep here tonight. Second free throw by Colin. That one's short. Way, who comes away with it? Colin comes away with it. J.J. thought about the three. Back to J.J.